All right, let's catch up with Cole at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. I appreciate some of your time, bud.
Yeah, absolutely, Adam. Always love being on the show and talking about the fishing.
Well, I want to talk about this monsoon we had, which is a good and a bad thing. It's a short-term bad thing, of course, but let's start from before yesterday's big rain event. Were there reports of fresh fish in the rivers before that big blowout happened?
Yeah, we were getting good reports in the shop from guys that were getting out on a regular basis. They were finding some fresh coho and an occasional steelhead here or there. So still a lot of fish pushing in, and I haven't found that many dead fish on the rivers, you know, with the zombie salmon and stuff like that. So it looks like the best fishing's yet to come.
And that's kind of where I was leading going into this weekend. I mean, right now, it's dangerous, actually, on the rivers. They are completely blown out. I mean, I'm sure there's spots you can find that you could get into and get something down there to some fish. But they're kind of in holding mode right now until this water starts falling. And that's when I think the magic is going to happen. So thoughts on this coming weekend?
Yeah, I think this coming weekend is going to be the best fishing that we've got all year so far. I mean, like you said, when the water comes up like it did after this rain we got, the fish are holding, they're not feeding. And as the water starts to drop, they move back into their deeper holes and things that they can hold in and look to feed. So, you know, find the deeper runs, the good holes, log jams, things of that nature, and you should find some really fun, aggressive fish.
I'm hoping we see some fresh chrome in there, some browns and steelhead. Now, of course, the steelhead aren't there to spawn. They're there just to feed. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the spawn, the hardware, and the fly guys. What would you recommend, hot tips for them going into this weekend with receding waters?
Well, with receding waters, definitely if you only have a few different size bobbers, I'd recommend picking up some different sizes just because the water conditions and the levels and speed is going to change on you. Mm. With regards to the guys that are throwing gear, try different colors. You know, pink, chartreuse, and orange has always been hot, but you know, try some Fire Tiger, try some of the rainbow-colored MEPs. Switch it up a little bit as that water clarity changes. And then with the guys that are throwing flies, you can nymph, but don't be afraid to throw some bigger stuff, especially like egg-sucking leeches and some streamers and things like that.
And do you still have some fresh eggs there, fresh spawn, skein?
We do. We're expecting some more fresh eggs coming in too this week, but we still have some loose. We have some skein in. And then we, of course, always have our spawn sacks tied up for you guys. So come on in, get some, and we can get you lined up on some other things, too.
All right, Cole, I want to continue with you later this hour and get into the river mouths as well. And if we have time, maybe talk a little musky. And then you guys got a killer sale going on, too. I want to get some details on that. If we can get a little more time from you.
Yeah, absolutely, Adam. Look forward to talking to you again.
Cole at Superior Outfitters on Front Street in downtown Marquette. Hang around, and we'll get into some more fishing. Right here on the Outdoor Show.